Thank you very much. My name is Bunyod Rahmatullayev from the National Office for Innovation of Uzbekistan. I would like to briefly tell about the, the actions, yes, in Uzbekistan taken towards green transition. Uzbekistan has adopted the strategy for transition of the Republic of Uzbekistan to green economy for 2019-2030. And this strategy is focusing on energy efficiency, diversifying energy consumption, and developing renewable energy resources, and mitigating climate change. And in order to combat climate change, as you know, Aral Sea is before it was the first biggest lake. Now it's announced by UN as a region for green innovations, and we are proud to say that our scientists has been able to develop a special sorts of greenery, that plants that is able to grow on the dried on the dried Aral Sea bottom, and it's now it's becoming this place is becoming each year green and green, and Uzbekistan has adopted a green nation initiative, according to which each year we are nationwide we are planting more than 125 million plants. It's everybody, all the people are involved in this, and with this initiative there is a lot of enthusiasm we are seeing across the country, and in order to make it sustainable, our ecology ministry also developed a satellite-based tree monitoring system. So we are now able to assess the impact of these initiatives on the database-based sources. Moreover, Uzbekistan, in the case of Georgia, is supporting these green cars, yes, electric vehicles. We have infrastructure is now nationwide is built, and we have also settled the electric car production in order to facilitate the environmentally friendly vehicle use across the country. Besides that, we have, as you know, Uzbekistan, especially Tashkent, has been among the one of the polluted cities in the world in the last years. And we also, it was required to do some science on it to assess the sources of this pollution. And thanks to our, again, to the innovators, first we determined the sources, and then we now combating, for example, one of them is was widely use of coal in greenhouses for agriculture. So and there was a goal is coal is a cheap source of energy, but again it pollutes, and the scientists has came up with this solution on gasifiers. So how to keep this coal greenhouses inside this system, and the co-generators has been developed, and it's already shown impact. And in the couple last like a first 5 months, this pollution level, especially in Tashkent, has dropped. Moreover, we have in Uzbekistan, and not in Uzbekistan, but also other Central Asian countries, this problem with water, and the water is the main concern. So we are also adapting and providing government support to promote the drop irrigation and other innovations that helps our farmers, people in the far district, rural areas to access to the clean water. And in the topic of climate action, we see the huge opportunity for international collaboration in knowledge exchange, in technology exchanges, and we would be glad to work with our neighbors, with SPECA countries, as well as a broader UNICE region countries on climate action more closely. And if there is some projects that we can do together, we are open for discussion. Thank you very much.